This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug, ignored a leaky faucet, pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Former President Trump to surrender in Georgia.
I will stand out here in the heat and the snow to support Donald Trump.
U.S. intelligence on Russian plane crash.
There is every reason to believe the crash was not an accident.
Southern California bar mass shooter.
We do know he's a retired sergeant.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. Donald Trump is set to make history as the first former U.S. president to submit to a mugshot. This hour, he's to appear at an Atlanta jail to face criminal charges in the alleged effort to overturn his 2020 election defeat in Georgia. Supporters and protesters are outside the jail.
We're here. We have his back. We're going to support him no matter what.
I've been calling Donald Trump a rat all along.
CBS's Nicole Skanga says security is tight.
The streets will close down around the jail when he comes from the airport. He will be given a quick medical evaluation, height, weight. His biometrics will be taken. He'll be fingerprinted. His irises will be scanned, as is par for the course here when they process all defendants inside a Fulton County jail.
Earlier today, Trump co-defendant, former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, surrendered. Russian President Vladimir Putin sends condolences to the family of Wagner leader Yevgeny Prigozhin after his reported death in a plane crash yesterday. CBS's David Martin at the Pentagon.
U.S. officials say there's no evidence Prigozhin's plane was shot down by a surface-to-air missile. Instead, it appears to have suffered an explosion on board, possibly a bomb, which caused it to fall out of the sky, killing all 10 on board.
Maui County is suing Hawaiian Electric Company, alleging its power lines caused the deadly Lahaina wildfire. It says the utility negligently failed to shut off power, despite exceptionally high winds and dry conditions. More than 100 million people are under excessive heat warnings from the upper Gulf Coast to southern Minnesota and Wisconsin. Many schools are closed. Bo Griffin is school superintendent in Millington, Tennessee, outside of Memphis.
It's very dangerous temperature. Anytime a heat index gets above 104, that's a red flag and that's automatic shutdown for us.
The newly revamped Texas power grid is being tested. Reporter Chris Fox.
The grid operator ERCOT is calling for all Texans to conserve electricity use until 10 p.m. Operating reserves are expected to be low with demand near record levels due to triple-digit heat and an unexpected loss of thermal generation. The situation's a bit more urgent than calls earlier this summer for voluntary conservation. ERCOT says it's working with out-of-state operators to obtain extra power generation capacity. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
On Wall Street today, the Dow plunged 374 points. The Nasdaq fell 257. Now this.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Three people are dead and six wounded in a mass shooting at a Southern California biker bar. Authorities say the man who walked into the Tribuco County bar was a retired Ventura police officer, Orange County Sheriff Don Barnes.
He drew a weapon. He fired upon his wife, soon to be ex-wife, through divorce proceedings. She was struck once.
And is among the six injured. The gunman was killed by deputies. A CIA officer trainee is convicted in a state court in Virginia of attacking a female colleague in a stairwell at the agency's headquarters last year. CBS's Christopher Cruz.
Ashkan Bayatpour was found guilty of assault and battery. He admitted there had been unwanted touching, but he said it was intended as a joke. The woman testified that he came up behind her, wrapped a scarf around her neck, and said, "There are many uses for this. This is what I want to do to you." At least two dozen women have complained in recent months about abuse within the CIA, including sexual assaults, unwanted touching, and coercion.
You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. Just in, former President Trump arrives in Atlanta to surrender in the Georgia election case. Three astronauts and a cosmonaut are hours away from their launch to the International Space Station for a six-month stay.
The seventh operational crew to launch aboard a SpaceX Dragon includes two veterans and two space rookies. Spacecraft Commander Jasmine Mogbelli is one of the first-timers fulfilling a dream.
I know from sixth grade, definitely from that point on, I always knew I wanted to be an astronaut.
Russian cosmonaut Konstantin Borisov is also making his first flight. Dragon pilot Andreas Morgensen from Denmark and Japan's Dr. Satoshi Furukawa are flying for the second time. Peter King, CBS News at the Kennedy Space Center.
Storms dropped up to 6 inches of rain in the Detroit area, flooding streets and blocking access to a Detroit Metro airport terminal, causing an hours-long shutdown. More severe storms are possible tonight.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Traditional glass bottles are thought to make up more than half of the carbon footprint for the wine industry, but a British company is looking to cut out glass. CBS's Ian Lee.
Call it cardboard dough. After all, these are wine bottles made from paper.
The overall carbon footprint is much, much, much lower on a paper bottle than it is the equivalent glass bottle. We believe it's up to six times lower.
Frugal Pack product director J.P. Grogan designed the bottles and the machine that makes them. The contraption pinches, folds, and molds more than 2.5 million bottles every year. A plastic insert holds the liquid, and all materials are 100% recyclable. Creators say the cost for a paper wine bottle is about the same as glass, but hope as more companies switch to paper, they'll pour the savings onto customers. Ian Lee, CBS News, Ipswich, England.
That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Thursday, August 24th, 2023. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert. And I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert. And I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay. And what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to. Respond too quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
We're in Rome to meet Pope Francis for a rare, wide-ranging interview.
Do you like when you are called the people's pope?
El Papa de la gente.
It is very important to talk about the future. You have called for a ceasefire. Can you help negotiate peace?
Join us for our special hour with His Holiness on CBS.
Pope Francis the First, a CBS News primetime special. Tonight on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.